CJ 80, time is 51. Angry protesters disrupted the opening dinner of an international conference on Canada's mission in Afghanistan here last night. One after the other, protesters, they stood up, they shouted their piece, and police showed them the door. Canada's foreign minister, Maxime Bernier, was the keynote speaker. The conference was organized by the research group in international security from the University of Montreal and McGill. Professor Stephen Sadin, the Canada Research Chair, joins me on this tonight. Hello, Stephen.
Hi, Rick. How you doing?
Well, I'm fine. Let's talk about last night, because it's important as we go through the debate and the discussions about our commitment after 2009 and what's going on in Afghanistan to get as many of the facts and hear as many sides of this story as possible. And last night, there were some protests there as things got underway. Tell me what happened last night and what your reaction to that is.
Last night, walking into the hotel, there were protesters outside with signs. And I thought that was pretty much the end of it. But then during the foreign minister's speech, a series of individuals, one after the other, with periods of space in between them, would stand up and start shouting out questions or condemning the policy. It wasn't very clear. My French isn't very good. And each one would be pulled out in turn by the police. And just when things settled down and the speech went on for a little while longer, there'd be another one. So I would say there's somewhere around 8 to 10 different individuals did this. And finally, the last one wanted to ask a question after the speech, but the question time was going to be after dinner. And he kept on approaching the table and where the foreign minister was sitting, and eventually the cops had got about 6 or 8 of them got around him and yanked him down and pulled him out of the room.
It's important to hear some of the things that are going to be said. I mean, the conference is all about that. These were not McGill students, I gather, or were they?
They weren't wearing the ID. My guess is that they weren't, but there are McGill students who are opposed to the effort as well, probably not in the quite percentages of some of the students elsewhere, but it was not clear who they were or whether they were even students. They were just people who were upset about the war.
Now, this conference doesn't take sides. This conference is about listening to this and helping us make informed decision, isn't it?
Yes, although I'd have to say that the people who have been presenting the information thus far have been, today was Chris Alexander, who is a Canadian who is a deputy to the Secretary General, representative in Afghanistan. You had the ambassador from Afghanistan. You've had somebody from the Canadian International Development Agency. So you've had a variety of government officials being some of the first speakers. So, of course, they're obviously going to portray the mission in the most positive light. So, yes, so the problem I had with these individuals is that their goal was to disrupt the meeting. One of the quotes from them in today's papers was about they didn't want their questions answered. They just wanted to disrupt the meeting, and that isn't particularly productive.
Stupid, actually. I mean, I'll go farther than you. That's just dumb.
Well, the other thing that's actually dumber is that I'm not exactly sure what they want, which is they want Canada out of Afghanistan, but what does that lead to? What is their desired goal for Afghanistan? If it's to have Afghanistan to be free, happy, democratic, peaceful, whatever their goal is, I'm not exactly sure what pulling Canada out does for that.
And that's what the conference is about. I mean, we have to understand why we're there, why we're needed there.
Exactly. I think that Canada can make a difference in this area. And given that Canada is playing a leading role, this means that Canada has influence on how things are playing out. Mm-hmm. As I just mentioned, there's a Canadian diplomat who is the number two guy for the UN in Afghanistan. Would that be the case if Canada wasn't playing a leading role with its military, with its diplomats, with its aid? I don't think that would be the case. And so Canada does have a lot of influence in this circumstance because of its commitment, because of what it is actually doing. And I think Canadians would rather have Canadians leading and making a difference and having it have a Canadian flavor to it than having somebody else do it.
You're not going
to
hear an argument from me on that. What's left of the conference now? What more to be discussed?
There's going to be a mixture of things. Today, this afternoon, Barnett Rubin, who's an American academic, is going to talk about Afghanistan. He's a leading scholar, and he's been an advisor to the Afghanis. So that's this afternoon. And then tomorrow, there's going to be a series of talks on a variety of issues, more by academics. So, for instance, tomorrow I'm going to give my take on the issue of Canada's military and its burden-sharing situation that it faces in Afghanistan.
Sure. Do you think we should be there after 2009?
Absolutely. I think doing counterinsurgency, developing a capable Afghanistan is going to take some time. We've been in, the West has been in the Balkans for more than 10 years now. I think we should give Afghanistan our time. Ignoring Afghanistan did not really play very well in the 1990s. I'd hate to see us return to that.
I thank you so much, Steve.
No problem.
And, of course, Professor Stephen Sadman is at McGill University and the McGill University Canadian Research Chair in International Security and Ethnic Conflict. The Congress continued today. CJAD time is 5:56. Rick Moffitt with a look at sports shortly. And Dan Laxer will tell us what to expect tonight on his fine program, Laxer Live.